Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Legendary NFL coach Wade Phillips. His dad was a legend as well. The book is Son of Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life. Wade, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. I'm doing okay, just like everybody, trying to stay safe.
Are you able to? Yeah, it's crazy right now. Can you ever imagine that we'd be in a situation like this, Wade?
No, not really. You know, my dad, when he retired, he said, hey, I don't do nothing, and I don't start till noon, so that's about what we're doing.
That's right. Yeah, what are you doing to pass the time? I mean, you still watching tape every day, or you binging some Netflix shows like all of us?
Yeah, I play some chess against the computer. The computer wins, but
nice.
Not a whole lot to do. My wife and I are having too much fun together, though. I think
that's good. That's good. Yeah. We're talking with longtime NFL coach Wade Phillips. Wade. You know, last year you guys played when you were with the Rams and you played against Baker Mayfield and the Browns. And, you know, Baker had a rough second season after a really good rookie year. You guys did a really good job against him. Talk about, if you would, the kind of the game plan going into the game against the Browns and why you guys were able to have so much success against Baker and the offense.
You know, we had a pretty good team. I mean, you know. Yeah. We won a lot of games. You know, we just come off a Super Bowl, so we had a pretty good football team, number one. You know, I think a lot of Baker. I think he's going to be a really good player. So we were worried about it going in, but our group played pretty good against him.
You know, Wade, what was it like, you know, coaching there, you know, with the Rams, of course, and you know, you think about you know, your defense, which had a lot of success, and you're working with one of the youngest head coaches in the game, in Sean McVay. It seemed like he kind of just let you be the head coach of the defense. Was it pretty much like that?
Well, overall, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's normally what I do. That's kind of my forte is coach the defense. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he knows football. He knows defense too. But he really is sharp on offense.
Coach, what are your intentions? I mean, do you plan on getting back into coaching? Or are you working on that now? Maybe it's tough to do that. You're maybe FaceTiming with people and trying to figure out what the next step is. What is the next step for you?
Yeah, well, I was hoping to, you know, get in somewhere. I didn't get a defensive coordinator job, but I still hope that, you know, there may be a consultant or I certainly qualify as senior assistant, so if I can get one of those senior deals.
We're talking with longtime NFL coach Wade Phillips. Coach, as things have – you know, we talk all the time about the challenges for defensive players as so many of the rules have been put in place to help the offense. From a coaching standpoint, how challenging is that? You know, it's so tricky how you can hit the offensive players now. How hard is that from a coach's perspective?
Well, you just have to adjust. I mean, you know, that's the way it's been for a long time. You know, the rules, they want the offense to do well, so they make the rules that way. But that's, you know, that's just the way it is. We're used to that. So, I think defenses can still play really. You know, I was with a good one at Denver And then actually the defenses in the Super Bowl when I was with the Rams, both defenses played good. So right. I still think you can win some championships with defense.
When you look at, you know, we talk about protecting the offense, and part of it is just not necessarily protecting, but the change in offense. Nowadays, there's so many more mobile quarterbacks. I mean, Lamar Jackson's kind of an extreme with his mobility, but just in general, like a lot of the young quarterbacks coming out, even if they're not running a lot, they're much more athletic than they've been in the past. How tough is that? How much of an adjustment game plan wise is it when you play a quarterback that can also do great things with his legs?
Yeah, it's you know, we're getting a lot out of the college football schemes, I guess you'd say, where the quarterback runs a lot in the offense. And yeah, now with Kyler Murray's and Jackson and those people, you know, they give you more problems. Now Cam, you know, Cam did that for a while. He got hurt, but he was, you know, he was the MVP of the league doing that. So, so it's something that's going to be around for a while, I'm sure.
Legendary coach, of course, Wade Phillips is with us on the hotline. Wade, you were in Denver. Joe Woods was on your staff. He's now the defensive coordinator here in Cleveland. It's kind of funny seeing him come full circle. Coach Woods was my secondary coach when I was a rookie back in 05-06 and with the Vikings, and now to see him climb the ladders, it's pretty cool. What was he like on your staff as he grew into becoming a defensive coordinator?
Oh, he's great. I mean, we won the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah.
He did a great job and then went to San Francisco and did really well out there. Joe's a good friend and a great coach, and I know he'll do well.
What sort of scheme do you think that you could see, like, Coach Woods putting in here in Cleveland, and certainly with the weapons they have on defense, you know, having guys like Myles Garrett, you know, on the one side as a pass rusher, and you've got some guys inside, some veteran players who are really, really talented. Do you see him being an aggressive, you know, blitzing style of coach, or maybe not so much?
He coached at Denver after I left, so. You know, I would imagine some of the stuff that we did before. I don't know, but we'll have to see. I hadn't talked to him about it, so I don't know what he's going to do.
Gotcha.
We're talking with longtime NFL coach Wade Phillips. Wade, do you wait? So many years in the NFL, so many different teams. Do you ever wake up sometimes during the season and not know where you are?
No, I look at my paycheck and I usually find out where I am then.
Coach, you've coached so many great players throughout the years. I mean, I can't imagine how many Hall of Famers you've coached. Is there one player or two that stand out as being some of the greatest ones you've been around?
Oh, wow. I've a lot of Hall of Famers, so it's hard to pick them out. I mean, Reggie White, obviously, one of the great ones. I coached him, Bruce Smith. He was pretty good. So,
so,
as far as pass rushers, then you know, the last few years, I coached J.J. Watt, and then I got to coach Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, and then Aaron Donald. So, I mean, pretty good group lately too.
We're talking with Wade Phillips, longtime NFL coach. The book is called Son of Bum. Obviously, your dad was a great coach as well. Wade, talk about why you decided to write a book.
I really wanted to honor him, you know, I think, and talk about, you know, they have characters now in football, which, you know, coaches nowadays are more coach speak, and you have to wear what you wear on. You're not going to see another guy with a cowboy hat and cowboy boots on the sideline anymore in the NFL. Because everything's so corporate, and everybody has to do the same thing and say all the right things. And, you know, he was different that way. He was a personality. I just like people to know about him.
You know, you mentioned
go ahead, Bull. Sorry.
Yeah, you mentioned Clay Matthews this past season, and he gets cut by the Rams. What is he still a guy? How good is he still at this point, Coach?
You know, I told him he'd I told him he'd played, you know, 10 years, and he'd only played half his career because his dad played 20. So I think he can still play.
Did your father always wear the cowboy hat and cowboy boots, even outside of coaching? Was he just a good old-fashioned country boy?
He worked on a ranch growing up, and he did some rodeoing, he was a real cowboy. He wasn't a rhinestone cowboy.
Yeah. we're talking with Wade Phillips. Wade, you mentioned Clay Matthews' dad, obviously, who played for the Browns. Do you think he should be in the Hall of Fame? That's been fans here have been angry that he hasn't gotten in the Hall of Fame yet.
No, I agree. I mean, I think he's a Hall of Famer, sure. I coached against him when we were in the same division with the Oilers, for a guy to play that long, they've been some offensive linemen played a long time and a quarterback, Tom Bailey, Tom Brady, but
yeah,
for an outside linebacker to play that long is just phenomenal, you know, and then be a good player as long as he was too. So, I think he should be.
Hey, you mentioned we're talking with Wade Phillips, who, of course, was the defensive coordinator, head coach for many, many years. You mentioned Aaron Donald, who you coached in Los Angeles there. You know, I've seen some videos of this guy in for a shorter defensive tackle, you know, inside defensive lineman. You know, this guy has such great agility. His speed, I don't know that I've seen a defensive lineman to be that agile. You've seen some videos of him like doing the ladders and stuff and warming up like in the OTA periods and things like that. Is he just a freak of nature?
He really is. He's amazing. He can do it all. I said I had Reggie White, which Reggie was a lot bigger than Aaron, you know, stature wise.
Yeah. Right.
But the similarities they're just more powerful than they can generate so much speed to power that they can overpower people, and you just don't see that. So, but you see it from Aaron Donald for sure. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. We're talking with Wade Phillips. Wade, you referenced Tom Brady before. At 43 years old, after 20 years with the Patriots, he goes to play for Tampa Bay. Were you surprised when you heard that news, and how well do you think he will do in Tampa?
Well, I think everybody was surprised. I mean, you got to think the guy's going to stay with New England, but he didn't, so that was his choice, certainly. And nothing surprised me that he does as far as being a winner and being able to, you know, because for several years people have been saying, well, you know, he's going to be 39. He's going to be too old. He's going to be 40. He's too old. You know, he just keeps winning. You know, he knows how to win. He's a great leader. And it's like Peyton Manning was when we had him at Denver at the end of his career. I mean, you know, he's still a great leader, and he does all those things. So, nothing surprised me with him. I wouldn't be surprised if he would do well. That's for sure.
How much is leadership important for a quarterback? I mean, you've been around the league so many years, and you mentioned Peyton Manning, who you were with, you know, a future Hall of Famer, of course. You know, these guys, as they start to, you know, decline with their talent, and, you know, I still think Brady's still got talent, but, like, that leadership's got to be one of the most important things, if not the most important thing when it comes to that position, right?
It really is. It's, you know, Peyton didn't have a great year, and we won the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, and everybody says, well, defense won it, which the defense was great. But, you know, when the other side of the ball, when the defense can count on a quarterback or believes in somebody as much as they believe in a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady, they don't get discouraged when things aren't doing well on offense. You know, it's easy to get team-wise to get discouraged something been going right on one side of the ball or the other. But they don't get discouraged when you got a great, great, great quarterback like that, even though maybe they're not quite as efficient, but they know when to throw the ball, where to throw the ball, and they also know who to throw it to, and they know when to audible plays and even running plays. So those guys help you immensely.
The name of the book, Son of Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me, about football and life. Wade Phillips, we appreciate the time, man. Best of luck. Thank you for joining us.
You bet. At Son of Bum, if they want to, you know, on Twitter and tell me how they like the book or ask me questions. I'd be great.
At Son of Bum.
Hey, Coach, let me ask you, favorite barbecue meat?
Oh, good question.
I know you're a barbecue guy.
I think pork ribs, I think. That's me. Okay.
Pork ribs. Mm. All right, we appreciate it, Coach.
Yeah,
thanks,
Coach.
All right, thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.